Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band down in Kokomo.
Aruba, Jamaica. Jamaica. Welcome aboard to the Travel Authority Show with Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority. I'm Ron Jolly, by the way. I'm in for Crystal today, in case people wonder what happened to her voice. Bonnie, welcome back.
Ron.
The mic's on here. And you're traveling with Kevin Klein from Cherry Capital Airport. Welcome back, Kevin.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
It's the Bonnie and Kevin Spring Break Travel Show.
It is, and all things related to Cherry Capital Airport. But we try to do it far enough in advance of really kind of the mass exodus that's going to leave at the end of March. But it's really for winter break in general, especially with the fact that there's a lot of people that will go at other times of the year. You know, by this point, everyone has reservations. They're now getting excited. They're probably going to be picking their documents up soon or whatever be the case. And we want to make sure that they get off to a great start on their spring break or winter break vacation. This year, Easter falls a little earlier.
Yeah.
So you have everything pretty much all at the same time. And that's why flights have been a little bit more difficult to get, especially because when it's Easter time, downstate breaks for their schools and everything too. But because of the lift we have out of Cherry Capital, it gets greater and greater, it seems like, every year.
Yeah.
But you don't want to wait. And so we've talked about that over these months about, you know, please make those reservations. But by now, you're just getting ready. You're excited, and we're excited for you. So, Kevin, we have a couple rule of thumbs about check-in and all sorts of things like that. So do you want to kind of lead us off when they arrive at Cherry Capital?
Absolutely. You know, it's such a critical time. Everybody's looking at, do I pack the sunscreen? Do I get in the carry-on bag? Do I put it in the check luggage? So one of the things that we did is we always reach out to TSA when we do this show, make sure we have all the latest information. And, you know, TSA, the first thing that they always tell us, and it's such common sense rule, but it's pack smart.
Yes.
Think about what you're packing. Think about to make sure that you're not using your hunting bag, that you have your knives and your different, you know, handguns and things like that in there. Make sure those stay home. So think about the bag you actually are physically using to make sure it's clean. Don't just grab things from the shelf and throw them in the bag and expect to be ready to go. Know what you're packing. Another point is people like to lock their bags, especially sending them through the checked bag system. They like to lock. Make sure you're using a TSA-approved lock, because TSA, if they have to go into your bag and search it, if they can't unlock it with their master keys, they will cut that lock. So just some advice when you're shopping for suitcases and luggage to make sure that the lock is a TSA-recognized locking system.
So if you lock your suitcase and you go through customs, do you unlock it yourself?
It depends at the point of search. If the point of search is with you present, you can unlock it. If the point of search is going through their X-ray machines and you're not present, they will. If there is a hit on that bag, they will open it and investigate further.
So they don't open every bag?
No, they do not. They do not open every bag. It's only if there's a need to do that. So arrive on time. Spring break travel, you know, we take for granted that our community, a lot of people say, I just walk from my car through the checkpoint and onto my plane. please do that 2 hours ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. 2 hours.
And yes. We recommend that because of the spring break travel time. There's more people traveling. There's also less experienced people traveling. So lines can be a little bit longer. TSA has added more agents for the popular travel holiday. So we really emphasize arriving 2 hours early. And if you're early at Cherry Capital Airport, we got a great cafe, Cherry Country Cafe, run by Ron and Cindy Limcool. Outstanding food. So enjoy that. Get your spring break kicked off properly. Dress the part. That's another key point. Wear clothing. First of all, you're traveling. Be comfortable. But dress the part. Don't wear clothing that has a lot of metal objects to it, zippers and coats and different things. Shoes that don't have metal supports to them. Wear those tennis shoes that are more comfortable so that don't set off the alarm. Other things.
Take a shower and bathe if you're going to be wearing shorts and sleeveless shirts and flip-flops.
Good point, Ron. Thank you.
Also, electronics. Electronic devices that are required to be pulled out of bags include laptops, tablets, e-readers, handheld game consoles, and they're screening those. Those are differently. Food items, other things like fruit snacks, health bars, sandwiches, that can be in the bin. That also helps the screening process go faster. Packing and following the TSA rules with 3-1-1 to have everything in 3 ounce less items in your 1-quart bag is really important. So follow the TSA guidelines on that. I always say to everybody, first things first, create a plan on how you're going to travel through whatever airport it is, whether it's Cherry Capital Airport or flying home from Orlando. Mm-hmm. Think about what you're doing. Make a plan how you're going to proceed to the check-in counter if you need to. Sometimes you have your pre-boarding passes. How you're going to go through the security line, whether you're pre-check, identify those pre-check lanes, or going through the regular security. So think before you go. Know what to say. But then also know what not to say. No jokes, no statements that you want to expedite your time through. So it's not a time to joke. Just look at the, try to get through quickly. It's a stressful time for a lot of travelers. But once you're through, then you can relax and enjoy what you're doing. You're going on your vacation. So
the last two times my wife and I flew, and one of them, last time was to New York with the Travel Authority. Mm-hmm. We got that, what do you call it, pre-check or preferred status? How do you get that? Because that helps you avoid the longer line.
Yes, you can. The pre-check registration happens in a couple different ways. On an everyday basis, if you're at your larger airports, TSA has offices to enroll you in pre-check. Mm-hmm. Communities that are majority of communities other than Detroit and Michigan, there are several offices that governmental offices that do passports and government documents. We have one here in town over on Cherry Bend Road that does that, and they focus on, pre-checked on Thursday afternoons. Double check that. Feel free to call our office in. They will process that documentation so you have that. And then occasionally airports, and we're looking to do this maybe later this summer, mm-hmm. we'll have enrollment for a couple of weeks at the airport. So we're working with the TSA to do another one as we get closer to the summer, and we'll let everybody know
about
that.
The place on Cherry Bend Road, you said, so you could contact them, and what do you pay, an annual fee?
You pay a fee, and it's the pre-check is good for 5 years.
Five years,
I believe it's $85, mm-hmm. and it gets you, they do the background check, and then once you have that, you get your pre-check number, and when you do your reservations, you enroll that into your reservation name record, and they keep track of that, and you'll have that number on your card, and it helps you through the expedited screening process.
Nice. And see, we do that at our office at the Travel Authority. When we're making airline reservations for people, we're asking them, do you have TSA pre-check? Do you have all this information? And especially making sure you have that right documentation too if you're leaving the country. Because a lot of people think, well, I'm just going to hop over the border. Well, wait a minute, you're going internationally, okay? Yeah. So you really do need to have the appropriate, that passport, everything like that. Before we make certain reservations for a destination, we will say, do you have a current passport? Okay, because we need to put that information into the records. You know, it's not going to expire within a certain amount of time when you're on your trip. I mean, there's all those rules and regulations. And the passports are good for 10 years. Yep. Now, the pass Well, kind of this, you know, this card that we refer to as almost like a passport card, which is a little different. It's really designed for some of the border crossing, and that would be probably people who go back and forth, maybe over to Canada or whatever be the case. But if you're going to get it, for the price and everything it has, get a passport, because the passport is worldwide. You know, it's an international. If you're going on a cruise, you need these things. Some of the difficult stories we've heard over the years when everyone's so excited about going is they forgot to get it out of their safe deposit box. Maybe they put it in the bank or whatever. And we are constantly reminding them, do not wait until the last minute. Because, you know, Kevin's right. They're packing. They're getting ready. You know, they want to wear, hey, it's going to be 3 inches of snow, but we're going to wear those flip-flops out of here because we're going on spring break. The mind is so excited to go away that the important items need to be really, somebody needs to take charge and say, I have the family covered with everything here. And it really helps when you're getting in line to go through, you know, the check-in process with TSA. Have that documentation out. Don't be trying to fumble through, you know, your purse, your brief. Where did I put that stuff? Yeah. Have it ready to go. You know, we say that because it does help expedite. It does make it a little bit more comfortable for you, especially, and everyone around you as you're doing this. And we got to remember, sometimes people don't travel as often as a lot of our business travelers and some of us that this is what we do. It might be once a year, it might be once every couple years with the family. And we really highly suggest, no, you're not going to bring that water bottle through. You're going to get that on the other side, okay? Mm-hmm. You can't bring that size type of liquids. But the other thing, too, is if you're traveling with the family, bring things for the children to do. You know, it's really nice. I mean, you can't bring a mound of stuff, okay? You're not going to bring the entire Tinker Toy set. But you can bring things that would be great on an airplane to play with, to read, to do all those things.
Matches, you know. Lighters. No. They get tablets, coloring books, toys.
Yeah, those things to really help. Because then it does travel, you know, and especially busy times. We talk about this when it's the holidays for Christmas or whatever be the case. But we just get into the spring break mode, and our mind is, we're going someplace probably warm, okay, and we're out of here. And don't pack so much that you don't need. I mean, seriously, you don't want to check a bunch of luggage, you know, because there are fees for check bags, okay? Yep. You can't exceed certain weight limits, okay, so you want to be careful. And make sure you watch what you bring on. You cannot bring a bunch of luggage on thinking you're just going to be able to bring it on. It's normally that one bag per person. Or maybe like a purse and things like that. And it really depends on the airline, depending on which one you're flying on and what their rules might be, especially if it's some of the lower cost carriers that have some real restrictions about what you can and not
Very
bring.
True. One other point I really want to emphasize, Bonnie, is the fact of medications. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will put their medications in their checked luggage and not their carry-on luggage. And it's very important to make sure you take your medications in your carry-on baggage. You know, weather happens, and it can happen down in Florida. Mm-hmm. It can happen here at home. We're still not out of winter yet. Mm-hmm. So it's always to plan for that need. If you make sure your medications are on your person is what I tell everybody. Don't let them be in your checked baggage. That could get delayed. And so plan for those type of occurrences also. Very, you know, as long as, like, the documents, all those important things that you need, you know, to function, you got to have those close by.
And here's another thing. It might sound kind of silly, but it's fun. When you arrive at your destination, let's say you're going to a hotel and you're checking in with a lot of other people that are coming at the same time and your room's not ready or whatever be the case, you know, the first thing people want to grab is a bathing suit. They normally don't take up too much in your carry-on bag. You may just want to have those, hi, I'm leaving my winter clothes, and I'm changing when I get down there, because it's frustrating, and everyone, all the little people are looking at each other going, aren't we going to the pool? Well, you know, if you put everything in your checked bag, it sometimes takes a little while to get your room and also your checked bags. Yeah. So kind of think ahead.
Documents, can you do, last time we went to, we did our boarding passes on the phone, which was nice.
Yes.
So, but again, if you're going to do that, make sure everybody's prepared.
Everybody's prepared, and it's done all ahead of time. One of the things, Cherry Capital Airport is one of many airports that has it, but not all airports. where you can come in and present your mobile boarding pass to the TSA. They'll scan it, get you through security, but then also all the three carriers have the mobile boarding pass scanners at their facility to check in as you're getting on board. So really, you can do everything paperless going through the process. I do recommend, though, especially with traveling with multiple in your party under one reservation, that you do have those paper copies, because sometimes the phone battery does die. So,
right.
So you need to have that ready also. But you can always see any of the agents.
Right, and you can check in 24 hours prior, I mean, easily enough.
Oh, that's all on the check. All your check in right on the internet there. Yep. Mm-hmm. We have a call. Bonnie, by the way, Bonnie Pintozzi is in for the weekly, I should say, not the annual, the weekly show, the Travel Authority in Traverse City, and Kevin Klein is in from Cherry Capital Airport for their annual show together about spring break travel from Charlevoix. Kevin's on the line. Hello, Kevin. Oh, well, I should say Jeff. Jeff is on the line. Hello, Jeff.
I'm going to talk to Kevin.
Okay.
We're fortunate enough to have our children going on a trip with friends of ours, and they're 11 and 15. What do we need to do as far as boarding passes? Anything we need to write them a note, permission slips? How does that work?
Well, that's probably a better answer by Bonnie, but main thing is plan ahead of time. Because they're traveling with other adults, having IDs is probably the most important piece to carry that they have, whether it's their student ID or if they're old enough. I think you said 15, they may be able to get some state ID. But having that ID or birth certificate with them, and then I'll let Bonnie handle the permissions part.
If you're going internationally, especially, you do need a letter, okay, from the parents. That would be going along. Now, if the parents are divorced or whatever be the case, you need to make sure that there's letters that indicate that they're in agreement on this, because you can get stopped on something like that. Wow. And what you don't want to do is have to deal with that, because you're kind of taking responsibility with those children. But if they're not your children, it's nice to have that information with you.
Go ahead.
No, that's it. Go ahead, fill me in, man.
Well, there's just one other thing that because I'm a parent myself with three boys and young children, I always say to make sure that friend, family member has the ability, in case there's a medical emergency, that they have the ability to, achieve emergency medical aid if something's needed. So a letter or, something that's notarized, authorization to have that is one of the first things that pops in my mind is that they can be treated right away. Mm-hmm. So those are the things you would, I think, look for and move forward in that case. So hope they have a good time this spring break.
You bet.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff, for the buzz in Charlevoix. And I believe we have another question coming in here. We'll find out. For Bonnie Pintozzi and Kevin Klein with hot tips for spring break, which, by the way, April 1st is Easter.
Yes.
So do most schools then take the week off after that? And is that when you expect the highest travel? Or how does spring break work as far as?
It's actually a combination, Ron, and it's really interesting. Our Northern Michigan schools usually take that last week of March.
Okay.
And that's, not always. Some years it coincides with the Easter holiday. Some years that Easter is mid-April. But we always usually coincide with that last week of March for our spring break period. Now, the downstate schools are usually that first week of April.
Right.
And so there's some balance there. And so just really, it depends on the school district, the type of school, whether it's a university, college, and what their schedules are. A lot of our universities, they start spring break actually this week.
Yes.
So we're starting to see that happen.
Yeah, and so that's where that crossover, we're leaving. They're, then we're coming back when they're leaving, and they're, and especially the hub cities get really inundated with all the flights and everything going in and out, too.
By the way, the second caller that was in said her child is 10 and she just got a state ID. So she said for kids older than 10, you can get a state ID.
Great. All right. Great information. And then some of the other things, questions coming out for real ID that we're seeing, and those dates are coming up here in the future. In Michigan, the real ID begins October 1st, 2020. However, TSA is looking for January of 18, people or states are looking for that real ID. And so Michigan, we don't need it yet, but it's time to start planning to get it. And so the real ID license, when you go to update, will have that gold star. And that's the point I'm trying to make today, is that gold star is on the license. A standard ID does not have it. So after October 1st, 2020, we're going to need those real IDs for air travel. If to get a lot of information, go to the Secretary of State's office at www.mishmi.gov/SOS for all the latest information on Real ID. They have some great brochures that are pretty thorough on how that can be done. So just to kind of put that note out there, by 2020, we're all going to look at it. So as you're in other states, though, they may question it. But in 2020, Michigan has to be compliant.
And as you renew your license now, that's happening. I mean, you're getting information, because we've been getting the calls to say, I'm renewing my license, and they're asking me about this. Can you explain what the real ID is? Which is a great way to get people enrolled, you know, ahead of the schedule as well.
So you have to provide them with more documentation, I think, than now. And
and it also, they do additional thorough checks as they run their license checks. So that if you're going to identify yourself as a person that has traveled, which most of us will be, they will do the additional checks. And so it's all very important to see that gold star.
So this year, if you renew your license this year, be prepared and get it done this year.
Oh, get it done, definitely. Yeah. And don't be afraid of it. It's just, it's a matter of what's going to happen, and it's coming along. And Kevin's right. We just really need to make sure that people understand that and get enrolled with it.
But before we're done, Ron, yes. I just want to talk a little bit about additional service. March, we've had an increase of 13% in seats from Delta. They've increased seats in April and June, and then going into our summer season.
Add flights?
Add flights and bigger airplanes for more seats on. And then also United Airlines is adding mainline service come this summer in June. And we have additional flights going to LaGuardia with American, and Dallas is returning. So all great stuff with our carriers.
Kevin, explain what mainline service is.
Mainline service is direct United service. United is not contracting that out to, you know, like a SkyWest regional provider. They're providing their aircraft direct. So it'll be an Airbus 319, 124 seat, similar to what Delta has provided. First time at Cherry Capital Airport, we had two mainline carriers.
All right.
We're very excited.
That's very good. We want to get, before we go, a couple of calls, too, maybe some information.
Sure.
Kevin Klein from Cherry Capital Airport, Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority. Rachel's in Traverse City. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, I'm glad you got to my call. My daughter is underage and has, well, a minor in Chile right now. And in order to return, we had to get a signature and a stamp from the state of Michigan. And this process took us about 4 weeks to do. So you have to make sure when you're sending a minor without parents overseas that you have to check with the country they're returning from to make sure they don't need the special paperwork.
Wow.
Right.
Great point.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Rachel, thanks. Hopefully people hear that and heed your advice. We go, Rico's in Traverse City. Hello, Rico.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Question for Kevin. Kevin, what is the advantage, maybe I missed it earlier, but the advantage over having this real ID as opposed to a passport?
The passport will always be the most important document. I will say that. The real ID is, if you're not a person that's traveling international, traveling in the United States, the real ID will be the document, the minimum document that you need. So the passport will always be the most important document to have. But for domestic travel, you know, here to Florida, here to Texas, your real ID will suffice, and that'll be the minimum document in the future.
So after October 2020, you can't get on a plane without your
real ID. Without your
real ID.
Correct.
I mean, this has been a long time coming.
Was passed back when President Bush was in place.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Rico. And I'm just subbing for Crystal today. Are we wrapping up here?
I think we are. I mean, we appreciate the opportunity, Kevin, always.
Thank you very much.
Kevin Klein, Cherry Capital Airport, and as always, the Travel Authority. I said in Traverse City, but you're all over, right, Bonnie?
We are, definitely.
Just what's the website? Just look up the Travel Authority, right?
TravelAuthority.com.
All right. Quick break. We'll be right back. Thank you, Bonnie and Kevin. This is WTCM. There's a